Today is February 28th, 2024. This is Daily Tips That May or May Not Help You. I'm Ariel Nissenblatt, and across from me is...
I'm Ned Donovan!
And it's the day before Leap Day, which is, it's a special day, just the energy leading up to it. But Ned, you have a tip for us today. What is it?
This one's for the pet owners out there, specifically the dog owners, but it really applies to all pets. I just happen to have a dog. Pets get bored if they are overstimulated. It's antithetical to what you think, which means you shouldn't leave all your pets' toys out all the time because they'll get bored with all of them. But they have pretty short memories. So the best thing you can do is rotate your dog's toys, right? If you have 8 toys for your dog, only have 2 out at a time, and when they seem like they might be getting bored of them, put those 2 away, bring out 2 they haven't had in a couple weeks, and they're gonna lose their minds like it's a new toy every time.
2 questions for you. Number one, what is your dog's name? I guess 3 questions. What's your dog's name? What's your dog's breed? And does your dog have a favorite toy?
My dog's name is Bugsy Mogues because my favorite basketball player growing up was Muggsy Bogues.
You spoonerized his name.
That's exactly right.
Wow.
And then he is half black lab, half German shepherd. He's huge. We got him when he was 14 pounds and 4 months old, and he's now 10 months old and 60 pounds.
Oh my God. He's a baby.
He's a baby. And he just keeps getting smaller the bigger he gets.
Totally.
And then, yes, he has a favorite toy. It is the most on-brand New England thing I'm ever gonna say. He has a Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee chew toy with a rope coming out where the straw should be, and
cool.
On the straw is a detachable squeaky donut. And he loves this toy. He thrashes it, he squeaks it, he like takes the time to pull the donut off the string, and then he feels like he's accomplished something. The Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee chew toy from Dunkin' Donuts.
Wow, it's from Dunkin'. Sponsor us, Dunkin'.
I was in
line. Sponsor us, Chewy. So rotate your toys, let us know how that goes for you, listeners, viewers, and we will catch you back here tomorrow on Leap Day.
And on social media, I'll put a picture of Bugsy Mogues, either
Please.
In the comments or it'll just be a post on Instagram.
Bye.
Goodbye.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.